Hey guys, welcome to the Raw Barbell Club podcast. I'm your host, Andy. Today we're going to talk about Bands and Chains. Supersonic. Hey guys, thanks for joining us again. I'm really pumped for today's episode because we are going to talk about something that I really like using in training, and that is bands and chains. The new Raw Barbell Club team program will feature a lot of band and chain work in our next program. So my guys hopefully are getting ready for it, and maybe this is something that you could implement into your own training with ill effects. If you guys like the podcast, please follow us. Please share it, and please give us a 5-star review and rating on iTunes. I'd greatly appreciate it, and I've read each and every one of them, so thank you guys that have done that. It's awesome. Now, when you're lifting a regular weight, we're going to get straight into it. What you'll notice is that at the top of your movement, so let's say at the top of a squat, it's actually a lot easier than at the bottom. Most people have a sticking point somewhere in their movement, and it's usually closer to the bottom or when your levers are at a most disadvantaged position. And what do we mean by that? So let's say you're lifting a plate or a dumbbell or just some sort of, even a pan, just by your side, and you lift it up straight by your side. What you'll notice is that as you're lifting, as it gets further and further away from you, the lever is actually longer. And at that point where it's furthest away, that's the most difficult part of the movement. Now, if we take that same weight and we just press it straight up, you'll notice that that's a lot easier. And the reason that is because the lever has shortened. Now, if we take that principle to a squat, to a press, what you'll notice is that there's actually multiple joints working in this case. So where we were just, you know, lifting the arm up to the side, if we make that into a press, now you just not just moving the shoulder joint, you're moving the wrist and the elbow as well. And what that does, adding those extra joints into it, it actually makes it easier because we're shortening those levers. And that's how the body's designed to work. The body's designed to work and make movement an easier process. And you're meant to be strong. Now, in the squat, as you're coming up, you'll notice that at certain points, there'll be a greater distance between your knee and hip if we draw a line straight down your body. And again, that is usually a point where, you know, the squat is the hardest, right? And that's using no weight or even straight weight. And what is straight weight? Straight weight is just a free weight, like a dumbbell or a barbell. What accommodating resistance is adding load or taking away load in the way that we're changing the dynamic of how the body or how these levers function. So for example, you guys are probably most familiar using this with a pull-up, where a lot of people have used bands to help them get up to the bar in a pull-up. And that's actually something we call, that is accommodating resistance, but it's something that we actually call reverse banding. And reverse banding is taking, so making the weight lighter at the bottom of the movement and then adding load as it gets higher up. So if we look at the band and think about a pull-up, if your foot is in that band, what happens is as you come down in that eccentric part of the pull-up, at the bottom, the band is at full tension. You know, that's where the elasticity of the band is at full stretch, and it's, you know, storing and trying to propel you upwards. As we get up to the top, what you'll notice is that there is actually less resistance, and you're actually going to have to fight harder to finish that pull-up than you were to start it. And that is reverse banding. And we can do something similar with presses, with squats as well, where, you know, we can hang bands from above the weight. And as we come down to the squat, it's actually helping us at the bottom, but then at the top, we're feeling that entirety of that weight. And what this can be useful for is some sort of CNS training. So training the central nervous system to just get used to holding heavy weights. And this can be less taxing on the body, but still give you those gains. And it can also help us just manage some extra weights. For example, in powerlifting, a lot of people may need this if they're geared lifters, which means that they lift with multiply suits, which can help those bottom ranges of the motion. Does this have much carryover to weightlifting though? Well, I think it does, because a lot of the times we haven't actually built strength in those movements throughout. So for example, the snatch, the clean and jerk, or the jerk in particular, we can do things like jerk recoveries, but another way of training that overhead movement might be to reverse band push press or reverse band strict press. And we can load that upper echelon of those movements much more than we have to off the shoulders. And that's a great way to use this reverse band way of doing things. Now, what we're actually going to be doing a lot of in this next program is just regular banded work. And you might have even used bands for warm-ups without straight weight, and that's another way of doing things. So we do a lot of banded good mornings, a lot of banded RDLs and things like that. And what you'll notice if you do those is that, again, it's actually a lot harder at the top of the movement than it is at the bottom, because if we think about that band's elasticity, at the top the band is at full stretch and at the bottom the band is almost at nothing. So as it gets up, it gets harder. As it's down, there is actually less weight, essentially, or less load that you can feel. Now, if we compound that by adding our straight weights as well, we can do some really cool things. And one of the really cool things that we're going to actually work on in the program is something called speed work. Okay, so lifting weights, or lifting the most amount of weights, which is what this sport tends to be, is really cool. But for weightlifting in particular, you know, being fast is a big deal. And that's the same thing for athleticism as well. You know, there's no point moving, 100 kilos slowly. You know, we need to move it fast. First off, because the less time that we can move that weight for, we're going to be fatigued less. And the other thing is, if you move that weight faster, we're overall more powerful. And what we can use bands for is to play with that speed work. So at the top of the weight, for example, on someone who does squat 100 kilos, we can work in that sort of 70-85% range and add load that way. So we might take off a little bit of weight from the bar, so rather than working at about 80%, we might drop that weight 20 kilos, right? So we're working at 60%. And then we make up that 20 kilos in band tension at the top. And what that helps us with is that when we're squatting, when we're going down, as we go down, that weight actually gets lighter and we're able to come up a lot faster than we would if that was an 80 kilo squat. And we're working on speed in that case. So this is the way that we're actually going to be using this, the bands and chains, or well, the bands, I guess, in this next program, and we're mainly using it for speed work. So at the top it's heavier, at the bottom it's a lot lighter. So oftentimes when we're using these lighter weights, what is difficult is the technique, because you can get out of rhythm. And when we use bands, what can sometimes help is that you can actually move through those movements, especially when it is lighter, when those levers line up a lot easier, and move through those movements faster without disrupting your technique. There is a lot of arguments still that, you know, using the bands actually does disrupt your technique more than it does help. But with squats, with deadlifts, with simple movements like that, what I've found is if you practice them a fair bit, it doesn't actually have any interference. Will this carry over to things like snatch pulls and clean pulls though? Only time will tell. It depends where you find it difficult. So for example, for me, pulling weights off the ground is actually the hardest part. So bands and chains don't really help too much with my pulls from that standpoint. But someone like Ree, for example, who might struggle being speedy from the hips, it'll help her a lot. So another way of using accommodating resistance, and this is something I've done in the past with some of our athletes, is actually use it just to add variety. So, you know, weightlifting and powerlifting can get boring after a time, and it is difficult to stay motivated, especially when you're doing the same thing day in, day out. I like it for adding variety, but then the other thing as well is adding an additional stimulus. So we know that the body loves to adapt. And when it does adapt, sometimes you don't see gains for a fair while. And if we can add in bands or add in chains or something like that and vary the stimulus, a lot of people might just change up the way they squat or, you know, go a bit wider, go a bit narrower, change the type of bar they use. But in all of these cases, just changing something little can get the athlete back off a plateau. They can start making PRs again. Even if they do have to bring the weights back, they're actually getting better and better each week. And one other thing that I do use bands for as well is you can use it to modify technique. So if we have the band pulling slightly in front and we want the athlete to, you know, pull back a bit more, then as they are pulling up, they're pulling back into those positions. Or we might even pull the band backwards behind them, and that forces them to sort of push forwards, and we can use that. And you might see that in some of our squat videos every now and then, or you might even see it in one of our, you know, pressing videos or snatch pull videos, where they're actually pulling the bar back away from the rig. And by doing that, they're teaching themselves to really engage themselves and pull that bar into their thighs and hips. Again, you can use bands to just overload the top of the movement. And we do see this a lot, especially with the powerlifters, where they'll use very heavy bands and maybe slightly lighter weights. And this is something that we are going to do with some of our strongman workouts, where we have, you know, heavy hex bar deadlifts or just heavy deadlifts in general, where we'll add so much band tension that it's really just difficult to hold up there. And that's more about grip strength and more about lightening the overall load from the bar itself. So before I sort of explain how we're going to set out this program, I will quickly cover chains. So bands and chains, they're not really interchangeable, but we use them for very similar effects. And how we use chains is that different to a band, which is elastic and which can, you know, extend and reduce, when you lift a band up further and further away, when you stretch that band up, the resistance is actually very gradual, just as an elastic band. When we use chains, however, because it's just the individual links of the chain lifting up, the weight increases or the weight increments can be much greater. The other thing we can do as well is the way we set up our chains, we can make it so that we can go from 0 to 100 real quick. So at the top of the movement, we can make our chains weigh up to, you know, 50 kilos if we really want it. And then as that 50 kilos reduces, we can just make it, you know, straight back down to 20 or down to 10. And those great increases can be a really cool way of working through sticking points or, you know, hard spots in the lift. Again, it's all about levers and it's about the individual's strengths and weaknesses. So if you guys want to learn more about bands and chains, you guys must check out Westside Barbell. This is where a lot of this information came from, and that's what we're basing our next sort of program on. We're taking a lot of the principles from them. There's a lot of information on the internet as well. Whether it's about weightlifting, a lot of that stuff is actually more, you know, akin to powerlifting training. But, you know, we're adapting. We're going to try new things, and, you know, we're going to keep it fresh. So how we're going to set up our program this time is that we've got a 6-day a week program basically. So our Mondays and Tuesdays are going to be our speed days, which are days where we will actually implement the bands. and we're going to work with lighter loads, a little bit more fitness, because they're going to be, you know, our EMOMs, and we're going to work on that sort of technique work where we're moving really quickly. Then our next 2 days, which are our Wednesday, Thursday, are going to be much heavier days. This is going to be where our athletes really push the metal, like they're testing out their squats, their bench, and the heavy jerks, and there'll be a little bit of heavy snatches in there as well. Of course, we'll keep us, you know, max out Fridays on Fridays, and then our Saturday will be a day where we do a lot of our repetition work. And that's what's going to build that hypertrophy, especially in those early stages of the cycle, which will carry on for the 14 weeks. Now, we do have some heavy deadlifts on our, you know, Saturday as well, and they're going to be banded too. And like I said before, the only reason we're banding those is just for a little bit of variation and something different. We've been doing a lot of heavy deadlifts for the last 12 weeks, and I do want to give our guys a little bit of rest from those hinging patterns that are so heavy. So we'll work through that, and I'll tell you guys how it goes when we're done. Guys, thanks so much for joining me on this really quick podcast. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to send them through, as you guys do, and share and like our page. So you can follow Raw Barbell Club at Raw Barbell Club on all of our social medias, our Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. We put a lot of cool videos out. And I think next week we'll be talking about periodization. Don't quote me on that though. So it'll be a really cool one. See you guys next time. Supersonic.